Hello, this is Vanessa.
Hey Vanessa, this is Sam. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. Now, is this a good time to talk to you?
Yes, this is okay. I'm stepping out of the room right now.
Okay, this is great. Right, I just need to confirm some things right regarding the integration process. Last time you shared with me four links like a Vagaro, Trainerize, PT Hub, and some other things, right? And fourth and the last one is an open path. Okay, so I just need to confirm because since 2 days, right, we have been discussing with my developer, with my support team, all of these things, right? So for the Vagaro and Trainerize, right, that you are using, you already sign up on it, or you will be sign up, or after our confirmation, you will go ahead and sign up on it?
Yes, Sam, as we spoke before, you guys are going to tell me which was the easiest, and then I was going to sign up.
Okay, so what happened, right? That is called a CRM, right? In that CRM, you will go ahead and upload about your trainer, each and everything. And the same CRM access you will provide to your clients. Am I right? Right. So what happened, right? Let's take an example. So what happened if you will sign up? Let's take an example. I am a customer. I just come over your site and purchase a membership. Am I right? So once I purchase the membership, so I will have the access of the CRM, either that is a Vagaro or the Trainerize. Am I right? This is a way. I'm just trying to confirm the way. Let's take an example. Again, I'm repeating myself. I'm a customer. I just visit your site, purchase a membership from you, like a monthly or yearly membership, right? I pay you. Once I paid, purchase the membership, then I will have the access to like username and password of the Vagaro. Let's take an example about Vagaro. I will have the username and password for the Vagaro. I will just go to the Vagaro and sign up on it and go from there. I can use the CRM. This is the way you want, am I right? Okay, and this is enough for that. Okay, let's talk about the open part. I'm just trying to confirm the way. So the open part is used for the lock or unlock the door, am I right? Right, whenever clients purchase a membership, they will have the QR code or some sort of thing in their mobile phone or in their hand, right? So they can just come over your gym and just tap the mobile phone or the whatever the thing is in will be hand, so the gate will be open, right? So just take an example because I had the research on the open path. It can be integrated, but the thing is, once the client will purchase a membership, so you need to be sent a username and password to their email or for the open path.
Well, I need to be sent a username and email. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because what happened, because the open path can be synced with the Gmail account or with the Google Sheet. Just take an example of how. Because this is not this thing which we are not saying that. This is thing the open part is saying that how the open part will integrate with your site. Open part give the option to connect with the Google, like a Google account, like a Gmail, right? And with the Google Sheet. Let's take an example. In the Google Sheet, if you will go, just take an example, you will create a Google Sheet. So whatever information you will be put on the Google Sheet, so it will be synced, the open path will be synced with the Google Sheet, and then whatever information is on the Google Sheet, the open path will be synced automatically, get all the information from the Google Sheet, and then the customer will come on your gym and they will just tap the card or mobile phone so they can easily enter into your gym. The door will be open and they can easily enter into your gym. Make sense to you?
Yes. My question for you is, I understand with the Google Sheets, and it sounds like that gives me options to add things later or remove things. But my question is, can all of that be automated? Meaning, if someone signs on and it's, say, 10 o'clock at night and I'm not here, will they be able to still get access to the gym without me inputting anything into the Google Sheets?
I already discussed this thing, and we are keep researching on it. So most probably, till tomorrow, I will give you the final answer that the Google Sheet, we can actually, we are trying to create a function which can help us or you as well whenever the client will purchase a membership. So at that time, whatever the name and email address and phone number they will put at the time of purchase, that information will automatically place on the Google Sheet. So the open part will, because the open part will be synced with the Google Sheet, so they can grab all the information from the Google Sheet, right? That's the thing. We are trying to make a function like that. If it's possible, so I will give you the final answer till tomorrow. If it's possible, that would be wonderful, right? Otherwise,
yes,
let's see what the another way I can get fine for you, and I will let you know till tomorrow. You need to give me time about the open path. And for the, let's talk about the Vagaro thing. So Vagaro thing, you need to be, go ahead and sign in for that, right? And what happened with the Vagaro, once, because the Vagaro, do you know, or did you get the access, or do you know about that? Once you sign up for the Vagaro, does the Vagaro give you the option create a multiple users?
As far as I'm aware, yes. That's why I like that. That one and Trainerize, they both I know do that. What that process looks like, I don't know. But I know they both do that, and so that's why I kind of left it up to you guys to pick the one that makes it easiest for you.
Okay. Did you use a Trainerize before? Did you?
I've used both Trainerize and Vagaro before, yes.
Okay. So for the Trainerize and Vagaro, let's talk about the both, right? So membership will purchase it. So it will be, and then once they purchase the membership, on the top of the website, top right-hand side on the website, having an option like login. Once they click on the login, so it will be redirected to the CRM, and the CRM will ask like a username and password. So at this moment, because as you said, the Trainerize and Vagaro give the option to create a user. So how they can get the username and password? Because for the Vagaro, admin can create a user. And eventually you will be the admin of the Vagaro or Trainerize. Let's talk about the Vagaro.
Okay.
So you will be the admin.
Sure.
So you need to be create a user, right? So once you create a user, then you can share the username and password with your client, so then they can enter into the CRM.
That's fine, because not every member will have access to Vagaro or Trainerize.
Okay.
Not every member will. Only the ones that the personal trainer specifies. So that process is fine.
Okay, that's a great thing you just mentioned to me. You are right. That's why I was thinking about it, because this is a third-party CRM, so how it will be. Okay, that's great. So till tomorrow, I will finalize the thing. Like you should go with the Trainerize or Vagaro, and then you will sign up on it, and you will provide them the access. And for the open part, I will give you the final answer that I can make the, or we can, or we have the option, or the system give the option to create a function like that, who can upload all the things automatically on the Google Sheet, so I can let you know. Otherwise, I will let you know the other option, what would be the best.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, that's fine.
And I got your email about the content that you provided me about the things. But in that thing, you mentioned featured, where is that? Sorry, let me.
Features and amenities?
Exactly. Amenity and feature and body composition scanner. What is that?
It's a feature. It's actually, you have to Google it. Put the name in Google and you'll see. Yeah.
Peter was asking me like, where need to put that thing on the website, because there is no option on the website to put the features item.
Oh no. Oh, so you asked me in the email that you sent me. Let me go back to your email so I can make sure I'm looking at the right thing, because maybe I'm crazy.
Okay. Okay.
Give me just a minute. I know how it goes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. In your email, you told me, you said to provide to you pricing, membership, and what will be the offerings in the membership facility. So when you wrote what will be the offerings in the facility, what I call that are features or amenities. And so I figured you could put that in, like, the About Us section or underneath the membership section. Honestly, it could go anywhere. It's just, they're just features that the gym offers.
Okay, so basically you are offering only one thing, which is body composition scanner, right?
No, 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 no. That was in addition to the email I sent before that. Did you see the email I sent you before that?
Yes. Is a feature your fitness needs all in one place, 24/7 gym, personal training, and so on and so on?
Yeah, so that would just be included in that list.
Yes, so it will be go where, in which section should I upload? Under the what we are you are offering?
Yeah, so you can offer that in... What I'm saying is it could go under memberships. It could go under About Us. I mean, maybe the best place to put it is under memberships. You could just list it down there as one of our features.
That's great. No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Because I see you have a section on the website that says facilities, and then it has, like, bullet point list.
Uh-huh.
It could go right there.
Oh, got you. Right, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the for your assistance, right? And it helped me a lot. Let's do one thing. I will go ahead and update this content till tomorrow, and I will give you the final answer about all of things. And most probably, I will go with the turnarise. So,
okay.
See what happens. Right? And the open part, I will give you the last option, like your best option till tomorrow. Anything else, Vanessa,
okay,
I can help you with?
No. Do you need anything else from me?
For now, not, but if I need it, I will text you.
Okay, sounds great.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam, for giving me a call.
Bye-bye, take care.
Bye-bye.